This is a book about us. It's a book about you, your children, your parents, your friends. It's about every one of us. It's about our failure. Failure as individuals, the failure of business, and the failure of our politicians. It's about the unprecedented planetary emergency we've created. It's about the future of us. Earth is home to millions of species. Just one dominates it, us. Our cleverness, our inventiveness, and our activities have modified almost every part of our planet. In fact, we are having a profound impact on it. Indeed, our cleverness, our inventiveness, and our activities are now the drivers of every global problem we face. And every one of these problems is accelerating as we continue to grow toward a population of 10 billion. In fact, I believe we can rightly call the situation we're in right now an emergency, an unprecedented planetary emergency. This is the reason I have written this book. I am a scientist. I lead a lab in Cambridge, England, which is home to a unique collection of amazing young scientists. We conduct research into complex systems, including the climate system and ecosystems, as well as the impact of us humans on the Earth. Science is ultimately about understanding, and this is what we try to do, to understand the Earth's climate and the behavior of the Earth's terrestrial and marine ecosystems, from its microbial communities to its forests, and to predict how these vital planetary systems will respond to change, change caused by us. We humans emerged as a species about 200,000 years ago. In geological time, that is really incredibly recent. Just over 10,000 years ago, there were 1 million of us. By 1800, just over 200 years ago, there were 1 billion of us. By 1960, 50 years ago, there were 3 billion of us. There are now over 7 billion of us. By 2050, your children or your children's children will be living on a planet with at least 9 billion other people. Sometime toward the end of this century, there will be at least 10 billion of us, possibly more. How did we get to where we are now? We got to where we are now through a number of civilization and society-shaping events, most notably the agricultural revolution, the scientific revolution, and in the West, the public health revolution. These events have fundamentally shaped how we live and have fundamentally shaped our planet. Their legacy will continue to shape our future. So we need to look at our growth and activities through the lens of these developments. By 1800, the global population had reached 1 billion. One of the principal reasons for this growth was the invention of agriculture. The agricultural revolution enabled us to go from being hunter-gatherers to highly organized producers of food and allowed our population to grow. A useful way to think of the development and importance of agriculture is in terms of at least three agricultural revolutions. The first took place over 10,000 years ago. This was the domestication of animals and the cultivation of plant types. The second agricultural revolution was between the 15th and 19th centuries. This was a revolution in agricultural productivity and the mechanization of food production. The third happened between the 1950s and 2000s, the so-called Green Revolution. But there's another story here. The start of a fundamental transformation of land use by humans.